This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks to you for that. We appreciate you very much. Got a busy week. A lot going on. Tomorrow, UND coach Bradbury. That's right. I would argue the greatest coach in college hockey. Absolutely bar none. Mostly because I know him pretty well. He's a buddy going back to his playing days at UND. In his early days as an NHLer with the Winnipeg Jets, and he was a good friend, remains a good friend. And so I know his heart. I just know what a great guy he is. He's got a heart that is bigger than life. So great guy, and has his team kind of coming around here a little bit, which is nice. You know, 4-0 on Friday night, and then did go to overtime, but winning early in overtime on Saturday night, now off to the NCHC tournament, which, by the way, is back in the XL Energy Center this weekend, so that's kind of cool. And you just don't count them out. Don't count them out, I'm telling you. I remember in 97, nobody expected anything to happen with North Dakota. Dean Blaze took them to the national championship. They won it. It was fantastic. So, where was that? Milwaukee, I think, in 97. I love, you know, as you get older, you don't have time to kind of do all the things you did when you were younger, right, like in the way of, like, sort of hobbies and stuff. And, of course, I was the public address announcer for 18 years with the University of North Dakota hockey team. So I was, you know, the games, announcing the games, doing a little bit of stuff on the radio, but mostly in the arena from like 88 till, I forget, you know, 2003-04. And I loved every minute of it. I mean, really, you become part of the team. You travel with them a lot. And, it's just, you know, so these are best man in my wedding was a former Sioux. And I've been best man in a number of other weddings. So I just, you know, they're good lifelong friends. So just... love it. But you just don't have time as much to, you know, do it all. But that's one I'll never give up. That's one love and one hobby and infatuation I'll never give up. Of course, my wife was, she was more of a Sioux fan than I was. And I thought I did pretty good. So we're all Sioux through and through in our family, back alley. I have a son up there at UND right now and just about to graduate. So anyway, love UND. Coach Barry will be on to talk about that. Lynn Helms will be here tomorrow, head of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. The numbers are out, the new numbers for January now. It's the latest numbers we have available. And production went down just a hair, like 7,000 barrels down. So you'll be hearing about that. Production down, that'll be the headline. It's just like nothing. It's like hold steady. All you need to know is it was January. These numbers are actually extraordinary. A year ago, 2 years ago, people would have killed for these numbers for this level of production. So just keep all that in mind. I guarantee it won't get written in the stories. Never does. That's why you listen to this program, to get the rest of the story. Isn't that how Paul Harvey would say it, Todd? I think you would. The rest of the story. So just remember that. And plus, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, who has put on a world-class Williston Basin Petroleum Council conference, for this May. It's coming up this spring. CNBC is going to be there like every day. I mean, they have incredible speakers. If you know anything, want to know anything, have anything to do with oil and gas production, anything to do with fostering our economy, leaders in communities, you need to be at this conference. It's something you don't miss, not when it's under your nose in Bismarck, North Dakota. You don't. And, you know, they've got a great lineup we already know about, including Ryan Zenke, the president's interior secretary. Who knows who will be there that we don't know about? I've heard Donald Trump Jr., maybe. I just thought maybe I'm talking out of school. I'm just saying, you know, it's kind of like the Sean Hannity thing. That happened last minute. President Trump, who wasn't president then, but he was there last year as a candidate. You never know. An election year. So I would get my tickets for that. I would be there. No doubt about it. It's going to be a big-time event, and you'll find out more about all of this. But Ron was telling me he thinks the first good month where we have nothing but great weather You know, whether that happens in May or June or whenever it happens, we'll probably beat the all-time production record in North Dakota. So we're heading the other way. There's that many rigs, that much going on. This is a good reminder. Weather impacts this stuff. It does. Weather is a factor. So anyway, Lynn, tomorrow then we'll be at the Chimney Butte Ranch in St. Anthony with Doug Hilly and the Farm Bureau folks on Thursday. Looking forward to a day in the life of a rancher. It's calving season, folks. I'm doing it. And then Friday, live in Watford City, we'll be at the University of Mary's campus at the beautiful Rough Rider Center in Watford City, our favorite city on the planet Earth. So really looking forward to that as well. Okay, another hour to go here. Mark Kennedy, the president of UND, at the bottom of the hour. And right now, Al Jager, who is the Secretary of State, we want to talk with him about a couple of things. One, his decision to run again for Secretary of State. He has a primary opponent in Will Gardner. I'm sorry, not a primary opponent, I guess, but a convention opponent. That'll be decided in a few weeks here in Grand Forks. And then also about some of the things that have come up in the campaign. And I also want to talk about all of these petitions going around for things on the ballot. We have a legislature to sort out all these things. I am very worried about people trying to do an end around. The Democrats can meet in the phone booth in North Dakota right now. So every crazy idea they come up with, all they need to do is run around, get some signatures, put it on the ballot. Now, I'm not against people deciding these things and ultimately having a say on them. But I do worry a little bit about these things not getting vetted. I think there was a little bit of that in the medical marijuana bill. I voted for medical marijuana. I voted for it because the people that were supporting it, you know, came to me and told me enough stories to say, we have to address this. We have to figure this out. And I had people I really respected on the other side saying, disaster, not a good deal. There's other ways to get this. They sold me. That's how campaigns happen. But guess what? That could have been a big, big mess if the legislature hadn't intervened. Now, some people have been critical of the legislature for intervening, but trust me, the story would have been written very differently if they hadn't. It would have been a mess. Well, same deal. So I'm going to ask Al a little bit about that today, too. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for them, too, at 258-0550, 258-0550, 800-228-0550, okay? On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Promo code SCOTT to get up to 50% off the works. Everything they sell, up to 50% off. Everything. I don't want to decide for you what should be the special. You decide. And you get up to 50% off. 800-506-9028 or call them at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. The Secretary of State, Al Jager, joins us now on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Al. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's going to be hard to follow with all of your passion about hockey.
Well, I do. I hope you hear the passion in that because I do. I do love it, and I wish him well. I think it's going to be a good tournament season. So almost as exciting as the tournament season in hockey is an election. There is a one coming up in November and a convention in a few weeks and a primary and all that. So you are doing this for how many times have you put your name on the ballot, Al?
Seven times.
So what was it tough for you to decide to do this for a seventh time?
Well, this will be the eighth time, and actually, it was something that evolved starting last year during the legislative session. A lot of things that were happening. We have just a lot of exciting things that are happening in the office from terms of technology and projects. We need a new voting system, which didn't get funded last year. And I have an excellent team in place. And I started to realizing that it was important for me to stay another 4 years to carry through on the projects that we have underway and things that will be changing in the future. And so last June, I notified party leaders and legislative leaders that I had decided to run again.
My understanding is your opponent in this for the Republican nomination, Will Gardner, is someone you've conversed with for a number of years, and actually last go around asked you about whether or not you planned to run or not, and you guys had a conversation, and since you decided to run, he decided not to, but it was with the understanding that you wouldn't run this time. Is that right?
Well, there was a time in 2016. Where I had my wife and I had decided that this would be my last term, but after my wife died in November of 2016, and as we went through the session and what have you, I started reevaluating, and again, as I just said, I became very convinced that it was important for me to run again, so I made that decision.
Will Gardner was on with us recently and talked a little bit about some of the technology things you just mentioned. I have about 45 seconds for the, at least your first part of this answer. Why has it taken so long to get to a point where other states allow people to register for a business online or have more of the technology tools? Do you, as the Secretary of State, these last number of years, own any part of that delay?
Well, in 2011, we were pretty much mandated by the legislature to use the Information Technology Department for programming and what have you. And while they did make an attempt at it, they really didn't have the expertise to handle it. Every project of this particular size has an executive steering committee consisting of five people. And actually, even though it's our project as a Secretary of State, my office only has two votes out of the five. And so we were going through a lot of problems. They weren't able to deliver the product. And so finally, in the summer of 2014...
Hang on to that thought. We'll pick up on the summer of 2014 when we come back on the other side of the break. Just hang tight. Commercial break. Don't go away. Al Jaeger, Secretary of State, your questions welcome to 258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
We're with Vince, also known as Carson Wentz Pal, from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. So you put that hot spring spa at Carson Wentz home in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm telling you, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm a Vikings fan, so this kind of hurts, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl because of that hot tub. When they came to Minneapolis for Super Bowl week, the Philadelphia Eagles contacted the hot spring dealer in the Twin Cities, and they had three hot spring hot tubs in their hotel. I really think it helped push them over the edge.
If you want Super Bowl excellence in 2018, in whatever you do, you need a hot spring spa. Tell you what, I do a better radio show because of that hot spring spot. It makes you better above the water and below the water. So whether it's the aches and pains or whether it's just relaxing a little bit and unplugging and getting away from the phones, it works. And when you use the promo code ACE, you save up to $2,800 on those hot spring spas. The big financing event is on right now. You can own one for $4.40 a day, price of a cup of coffee. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot 2.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Freedom, opportunity, self-reliance. Burley County Farm Bureau believes in these principles. That's why they support activities and events that keep North Dakota's roots firmly planted in the soil. They support ag-related activities like the Wing Rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and the Collegiate Farm Bureau. Burley County Farm Bureau supports youth leadership programs because our young people are the future of agriculture and our state. Freedom, opportunity, self-reliance. Burley County Farm Bureau.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is almost too easy, but I'm going to do it. We have a little Farm Bureau trivia going on this week. It's Farm Bureau week. That's why we're going to be out at the Hilly Ranch, Chimney Butte Ranch, St. Anthony on Friday doing a little calving, and we have some goodies to give away on the program. And here's the question. Okay, you just answer this question. I'm going to go on with my conversation with Alan. When Kevin and Manny tell me we've got some folks stacked up, we'll take a few of these answers for you. I'll give you the question first, then I'll tell you the answer. I think it's too easy, but what are the predominant colors of an FFA jacket? The predominant colors of an FFA jacket. Okay? You answer that correctly, I have a $75 gift card from 3BE Meats. How about that? Courtesy of the Burleigh County Farm Bureau on Farm Bureau Week, okay? 258-0550. Simple question. The predominant colors of an FFA jacket. If you don't know, you're from Minneapolis. That's all I got to say. Al, I'm guessing you know the answer to that question, but you can't answer it, okay?
I do know the answer to that question. I did belong to FFA in high school.
There you go. You probably have one of those jackets. Exactly right. All right, so anyway, go ahead and finish your answer, and then we'll take some of these questions and continue with the – or take some of the answers and continue with the interview. You were telling about sort of the transition to get the technology in place.
Right, and then summer 2014, it was stopped by the steering committee. We were then able to proceed finishing off a project that had already been spun off, and that was the central depository where the lenders filed their liens that they their security agreements that they do for lending. It's a huge part of North Dakota economy. It has 350,000 files in it, and we were able to complete that on March 1 of 2016. That's been operating 2 years already without a hitch. It's really been going well. So after the project got started, the 2015 legislature gave us money to do a business process modeling study, which became the basis for the funding they provided for a new software system. And so now, by the end of the summer, we're going to have online filing, online registration, everything online once we were able to get past the mandate of using ITD. We've been in great shape. The project is going well. The company, the vendor is excellent. We're going to have a really good product once we were able to get past that mandate from using ITD. So that's what's so exciting about things that we're going to be doing. It's going to make a whole difference in how we move ahead after it's launched in terms of the services that we're able to provide. And so it's a good time, and we're right on top of it.
All right. More on that in just a moment. Let's go to Brad and Hazen. Do you have an answer on the question, Brad and Hazen, your first caller?
It's dark blue and gold.
Blue and gold. Blue and gold. Blue and yellow. Blue and gold. Yep. Yeah, absolutely right. You got it. You even had a dark blue. You went to another layer of specificity, so that's fabulous. And
I was a member back in the day.
You were, huh? All right. Beautiful. 3BE Meats is... $75 certificate coming your way. Manny will get your name and address here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Corey in Bismarck, Tom West, Amanda, Danny Lane in Bismarck, Ken in Bismarck, I'm sorry. They were all ready to go right after him, you know? Next one will be a little tougher tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. So, Al, you described a transition, and you described a lot of bureaucracy to me and having only 2 of 5 votes in the legislature this and the legislature that. I've not heard you screaming about this. Now, I'm not encouraging you to scream, but I'm just saying I would have liked to have my Secretary of State saying, this is ridiculous. Other states have a way better system than we have. We're behind the eight ball. We're a booming state. Things are exploding here. We want the ability for people to not wait weeks and weeks and weeks for callbacks and emails to come back or anything else, but to go online, apply for all the proper things they need to set up shop in North Dakota. Do you think you've been vocal enough about this problem?
Yes, because I've worked with the legislature. I think the 2015 legislature gave what we needed, what we wanted. Like I said, the 2011 legislature mandated me to go on a different route that we did not choose. And so in 2015, the legislature basically gave me the funding to go on the route that we needed to go on. And so I think I've been on top of it. I've worked with the legislature, and I think the legislators are our understanding of that. We report to the Information Technology Committee. We're in a green status. We're in great shape. So yes, I don't need to go out in the airways and talk about this. This is what we do. This is the skill that I bring to my office. I have 13, 14 legislative sessions. I know how to work with the legislature. They understand what our needs are. They understand when we testify, it's very complete and thorough. That's an expertise that I've learned and gained, and I realized in the last session that that's something that we still need going forward, because we do need a new voting system. We do need other stuff. And
let's talk about the voting system for a second. Heidi Heitkamp won her race against Rick Byrd by 3,000 votes. In that race, how many affidavits were there where people didn't have ID but said they were who they said they were? In other words, we're on the honor system. What was the number?
That was 6 years ago, so that would have been, I believe, around, off the top of my head, around 10,000. And the voter affidavit is something that the federal judge unfortunately brought back and forced us to use again in the general election 2 years ago. The 2017 session, the legislature passed what we believe will take care of the concerns that the federal judge had at that time. I limit my comments on that because this is an ongoing legal case, and the Attorney General is representing us, and so those briefs have been filed with the court in terms of what the 2017 legislature did to alleviate, to remove the requirement of the voter affidavit. We don't like it. I never have liked it, but it is something that was forced on us, and so it's something beyond my control, and right now it's in the courts.
Here's a question that many of the candidates that have been on for us have received from a listener that says, will you honor the Representative Republic Model Convention and the elected delegates in your bid for House, preserving massive resources and time to run against our Democratic opponent, or will you favor the Democratic inclusive mob rules primary, which divides and weakens our party and affords voters who do not have the interests of conservatism at heart the opportunity to vote for the weaker, more liberal candidate?
No, I'm sorry, I don't follow that at all. Could you tell me what that question is all about?
I think they're saying if you win at the convention, great. If you don't, will you say you're going to honor the vote of the convention and the delegates?
Well, at this particular point, I'm hopeful that the convention will do that, and I don't have to consider that. So, that I'll receive the endorsement.
All right, but if you don't, what would you do?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it, and I hope I don't have to.
Got it. Al, I appreciate everything you've given in the way of service. You've given a lot of your life to serving North Dakotans, and it is very much appreciated. I want you to know that a lot of people feel that way. I think they also feel, I'm not going to speak for anybody else but myself, one of the reasons I said I would support Will Gardner is as a snap decision when he was in here last, is I saw someone that has thought a lot about this, has spent a lot of time thinking about it, but that doesn't mean I respect you 1 ounce less. I hope you know that.
Well, the thing is that I operate from a basic integrity of the truth. I know what we've done. I know what's been said.
You bet.
And I know where I come from.
Appreciate that. Unfortunately, I got to run. I'm up against the clock, but appreciate wish you well. Al Jager with us.
One of the biggest events of the year is coming. Nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace is the featured speaker at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend, preserve, and protect your God-honoring family values, and Steve Dace will tell us just how critical these values are to our state and nation. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. Call for tickets 701-219-0948.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
There's a lot of fuel in North Dakota, second biggest oil producing state in the country, for crying out loud, and our fuel here on the program is our fine listeners and our fine sponsors. And when our listeners, when they go to our sponsors, great things happen. Great things happen. They really do. And our friends at Delta Constructors are a good example of that. So we have a number of listeners in the oil and gas industry. Many of them make decisions about what vendors they hire, what they do. Delta Constructors is working with the big companies, a lot of big companies, growing amount of companies, in a number of oil plays throughout the country, and more and more activity right here in the great state of North Dakota. And I know these guys, and I know the work they do, and I've introduced them to friends of mine who say, wow, thanks. They saved us money big time. We had all kinds of hassles going on. We had, you know, vendors coming and going. They just do it. So thank you, Delta Constructors. And for those of you listening that like this program, if you want us to continue to do what we do, support the advertisers that support us. One of the things that Delta does is help us celebrate our callers, because they are the best on the planet. The listeners are, every one of you, we value you, we appreciate you, but I tell you, those the listeners that go to the next level and say, I'm going to contribute, I'm going to call, I'm going to email, I'm going to participate, you make the show go. We really appreciate that. Kevin in South Dakota called yesterday, and he had a comment about our next guest, the president of the University of North Dakota, Mark Kennedy. And so we're going to play that in just a moment, but thank our friends at Delta for helping us celebrate our callers. One call does it all to Delta, too. 406-250-8151. Jot that number down. Put it in your speed dial. Even if it's just, I'm going to jot it down on a call when I can. You'll save money. You'll save hassles. DeltaConstructors.net or call them at 406-250-8151. Here's that call from yesterday.
I think we need to keep in mind what Mark Twain said. I think you can substitute survey for statistics, but he said there's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics. And I think that we always have to be cautious about those kind of things. In regard to Mr. Kennedy, I think North Dakota should take some pride in the fact that they apparently hired a guy that was good enough for other people to try to, other universities to try to headhunt. And hopefully when he needs to be replaced, which will come at some point in time, they'll do the same thing again and hire somebody that's quality enough that somebody else wants to come after him. So I think we just need to put our, you know, pride in our pocket on these kind of things and realize that people move on.
And it was Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. And this is a conversation that's happening. I mean, I don't think it's in every circle in every corner of North Dakota. There's a lot going on. But I'm hearing it from people who say, Mark Kennedy, president of the UND for less than 2 years, applying for a job, even though it was obviously a distinguished school, second biggest university in the country, is too soon to do that. You heard this caller say, that just means that he's good. So this is a conversation that's happening. We're weighing into that pond, and welcome to the program, the UND's president, Mark Kennedy. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Always good to be with you.
So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, your decision process to apply for that job. Did you consider that it may be too soon to apply for it?
You know, certainly this, though, was really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity at a university that is bigger than all of North Dakota universities and the Moorhead universities combined. And if you draw satisfaction from having some impact on the students that are coming through your schools, the ability to make an impact at that scale really tipped the balance for me. So, but we're not anxious to leave North Dakota. We love North Dakota. We're energized by the future for University of North Dakota.
Another clip I want to play for you is we chatted with Ed Schaefer yesterday, who was your predecessor at the University of North Dakota, was the interim president for 6 months prior to you being there. And, of course, as you know, former governor, former ag secretary, and someone that has been very complimentary of you and the work that you've done at the University of North Dakota during your tenure thus far, realizing, look, not everybody's going to like every decision, but you got a big job to do. And so I asked Ed yesterday, I asked him two things. I said, one, was it too soon for him to apply? And number two, is this, are enough people mad that this is going to be a challenge to remain in this position? Here's his answers.
Yes, it was very disappointing to me personally because I was involved. I wasn't on the selection committee for the president at UND, but I was the interim president. I was sitting there. And we hosted each of the six finalist candidates at the president's house for a reception. And I was pretty active with the search committee about what characteristics, attributes you're looking for a new president. One of the issues we talked about a lot was we're taking this university in a direction. We're going into a new strategy. We need someone that's going to come in, take the reins, be here for a long time, settle it in. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. We need to move this thing forward. So the conversations with all the candidates were, we're looking long-term. We didn't demand handcuff you to be here for 5 years. But there was a clear understanding that we wanted a long-term applicant because I think the average is 5.5, 6 years for a president. But turnover wasn't something we were looking for. So it was disappointing to me that he had applied for that job. Well, I think it's going to depend on, you know, how he handles this whole thing. So far, he's made some statements that don't fit real well at the university or in the community. Some comments about, well, you know, North Dakotans don't pay enough, or we need to teach North Dakota lessons, or those kinds of things. He knew the job. He knew what the salary was. He knew what the situation was at the university. I mean, all those things were there, which is why he wanted to take the job. And I was reminded when we had a bunch of problems at UND when I was going up there, Nancy was going, well, you know, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Why would you want to go up there? And I said, that's why I want to go.
All right, so there you got his take on a couple parts of that. I'll let you respond.
Well, let me just say, first of all, that I have the highest respect for Governor Schaefer, and I feel bad that he's disappointed, and I just want to say that I apologize for all the concern and angst and others that I've caused, not just Governor Schaefer, but those throughout the state, and will work hard to make sure that I regain that trust. I'm not sure the source of those comments that he refers to, but clearly there are decisions for the state board that are the state board's, not my concern. I'm focused on just continuing to do what I can to propel a University of North Dakota forward towards the strategic plan that there's broad buy-in across the community, and that's my focus in working at that 24/7 as I have since I got in here.
So you don't have an issue with the salary?
That's a concern for the state board and others. That's above my pay grade, not for me to focus on or to discuss.
Do you think that there is an effort necessary? I mean, some people have talked about the fact that your contract is renewed in June, right? That's when it would be up for renewal, if you will, that there is a necessary effort to mend some fences. Do you feel like you need to mend some fences over this?
Well, to the extent I do, I will. And my pattern is to always be out there engaging broadly. So I think you can expect to see me continuing to redouble my efforts to be not just in the university community and in Grand Forks, but in Fargo and Bismarck out west. And I think you can expect to see that in the weeks and months ahead.
I've been critical of a state I love, North Dakota, sometimes for being, you know, slow to embrace people who have moved here from somewhere else. I moved from Minnesota in 1984, yet I am often considered, somebody that is from somewhere else, right? I'm from Minnesota. And I, of course, was born and raised in Minnesota. I had a little stop in South Dakota and a little stop in Iowa along the way. But, you know, it takes a while in Minnesota or in North Dakota for you to be, you know, from here. And I think that's part of the reason you're going through this. But I also hear other people who say, and some even on the Board of Higher Ed, my gosh, we're never going to want to punish someone for seeking an opportunity that is a, you know, bigger and better deal. So let's please not go there. Let me ask you to say, do you see that in North Dakota? Do you see that sort of, we're going to be slow to welcome you? Is that something you felt here at all or not?
Well, Debbie and I have felt welcomed. Debbie's from just across the border. I'm a third generation of my family to live here, so I've always felt welcome. But for the University of North Dakota to accomplish what it needs to accomplish, which is to be the chief opportunity engine for the state and our students, we need to have the best talent that the nation and the world has to provide. And so we're looking to not just draw in North Dakota talent or even North Dakota students, but to draw in talent from around the country. And part of the particular challenge we face is that the economy is doing pretty well in much of the rest of the country. How do we keep that talent here? How do we attract that talent here? If we're going to be driving things like cybersecurity and the new digital age and all the skill sets that we need to make sure that we impart with our students, we need to bring in talent and keep talent. And that's North Dakota talent, but that's also talent from across the country.
Yeah, you've just, I think, identified exactly the roadmap that Doug Burgum is talking about when he goes to all these communities and exactly what North Dakota needs to do. Speaking of Doug, he was recently at ASU, has told us about his trip down there and the innovation they are doing there. I know NDSU has a new dean that is a graduate of ASU. He was down recently with Jay Shuler, the Department of Commerce head, and Dean Vershani, the president of NDSU. Tell me a little bit about whether you see NDSU and, UND and ASU having a match at all. Can we learn lessons from ASU and North Dakota higher ed?
We absolutely can, and if you look at the plan of UCF, University of Central Florida, which I studied, it was modeled off from ASU's Wave 5 leadership of Michael Crow, but in reality, UND is taking Wave 5.1, so a lot of the stuff that they're talking about, that we have to lean into the digital age, that we need to lean into trying to make sure that we're leveraging technology to make us more productive, that we need to also, you know, lean into the online education, which we lead the state by a wide margin at the University of North Dakota. You'll expect to hear me talking about ASU's plan and how UND is doing Arizona State's plan even better.
About 30 seconds before the break here, but a quick answer, but I'm curious, what most excites you about being president of UND and what needs to be done? What are you most fired up about?
Well, we're doing great things. Let's be honest. UCF would not have been looking for me had they not seen University of North Dakota moving in a very exciting direction. So it's an affirmation of the good things we're doing. Our strategic plan is the right path. It's a path that's consistent with Arizona State is doing. That's a path that will deliver more opportunity for the state and our students.
We're going to talk to your hockey coach tomorrow on the program. Do you like their chances at a championship this weekend in St. Paul?
I think we've got done with all of our losses. I think we have nothing but victories ahead, and I'm looking forward to hopefully being at the Frozen Four and showing some excitement for our UND fans.
Exactly right. It should be fun. Mark Kennedy, president of UND. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the time today.
Good to be with you, Scott. Thanks.
Always appreciate that accessibility of folks in the position, even in a, you know, a little time when people are chattering, taking those questions. That's important metal right there.
UTOM, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Ring three bells, bug eyes to see for all of your holiday meat. Come from Kentucky and so much more, all that you need inside this store. 1700 East Main and Bismarck, 1700 East Main and Bismarck. Buy three bee meats, buy three bee meats, buy three bee meats.
Is that your way of saying it's not 3BE meats, it's 3BE meats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I've heard that ad. I've sung along with it before, so I don't know how I messed that up.
I don't know how you forget that ad. If it's one of those ads you hear it once, you never forget it, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, do you have any idea of the fact-checking team we have around here? I mean, if I say something, a sentence ends and it should have been a comma, they're saying, what you doing? I mean, they're the best of the best. I'm working on your behalf. So thank you for the correction, Todd. Thank you very much for the correction. Last chance to get a comment in here, 367-2054 to text myself, Todd's at 226-8503, or call, like Darlin did, 258-0550. Is it Darlin or Darlene?
Darlin.
Darlin, okay. All right. I got it. Okay. How are you?
That doesn't
What's
sound like
mind?
A Darlene.
You, yeah. Sound like a Darlin to me. You go ahead.
Okay. I just gotta say, I believe students, businesses, newspapers, politicians, and television, radio commentators that are against legal gun owners having automatic rifles. I see, and they feel that we're guilty of crackpots helping them shoot people. Well, I feel that those that are all those people that abuse alcohol and drugs are guilty of contributing to the murder and deaths of people by using alcohol, abuse of alcohol and drugs.
That's an interesting theory, darling. I you know, by the way, I tend to agree with you that there, you know, Donald Trump talking about the death penalty for murderers is something that has caused part of this conversation that's going on. That, you know, you look at this opioid crisis right now. You look at how the spike is happening at ER visits, and you know, I want somebody to be held accountable for that more than they are now. And so I like the direction you're going. I appreciate the call. Texture says the medical marijuana debacle is going to get the full legalization passed. Lots of anger out there on the way it was handled. Al might see the repercussions in his bid for re-election. Talking about Al Jagger. Texter here says, why is it that these legislators can give junkies needles and cook kits plus Narcan when they overdose without blinking, paid for with taxpayer dollars, but it takes years to write rules to help sick people? More government failure. Another texter, Hillary, like other liberals, makes accusations about conservatives because they have experience in those matters, accusing conservatives of what liberals actually do. Hillary is the one doing as her husband says. Good point. How controlled is a woman that she defends her husband from proven sexual assaults and then attacks the very women that were assaulted? Hillary has proven time and time again that she is untrustworthy, a snake in the swamp. High Five Heidi would be just as far left as Hillary publicly. If she were in office in another state, the North Dakota conservative values make Heidi curb her speech otherwise. She would never have been elected. Don't be fooled. The liberal agenda lives fully within Heidi. She says one thing and then votes with shifty Schumer. I see there's a new High Five Heidi website now. This High Five Heidi thing is not going away. And I am beyond prideful, which I shouldn't be. We shouldn't be prideful. I'm not supposed to be. I'll try and be as humble as I can. I know this was the Holy Spirit, not me. But do you remember that day, Todd? I actually watched the vote. I was walking out of the office, and I came back for some reason in the studio, and I turned on C-SPAN thinking the vote might be happening, and here it was happening, and within a minute of my turning on the television, Heidi Heitkamp votes no, and then 15 seconds later is high-fiving with Chuck Schumer. I backed TiVo up. I got my phone out. I took a picture. I tweeted it that minute. Then I cut up the actual footage of it and sent it out, and then others were doing the same thing. It was all over blogs, and it just went crazy. It went everywhere. You know, I'm not saying it wouldn't have got out anyway, but it certainly lit on fire quick. And when did you get an email, Todd? Remember that night? You had an email like within an hour from the Heitkamp campaign saying, that's not official C-SPAN video. Fuck. What about what she did? Who cares about what video it came from? Remember that?
Yeah, it's not like you made a fake video and put the C-SPAN logo onto it. That would be a valid point then, but that's not what happened.
Unbelievable.
I do remember that.
There's a rumor going around that they are not going to allow talk show hosts to be credentialed at their convention this weekend in Grand Forks. I can hardly wait to be told that's an official.
Well, that thins the herd considerably then.
Well, not to mention, that's just about as ridiculous as that says, we're going to get tough questions. The same reason that Heidi Heitkamp's hiding from you, that she doesn't want reporters, news people, talk people, you know, radio people asking questions. Oh, my gosh. Moffitt is where Schweitzer Gourmet Meats is, and I think I said Mandan. I had the M right, Todd. Would you stop with these corrections? Well, I mean, you're killing me here. Did I mess that up? Did I say Mandan? Did I, Todd?
You did.
But so, 3B, 3BE Meats, Schweitzer Meats.
3B.
3B, I mean, in Moffitt. No, three B's in Bismarck. Schweitzer's is in Moffitt. Okay, all right, very good.
They have a store in Bismarck, but they're originally based in Moffitt. So,
more questions for you tomorrow to win on trivia. So that'll be kind of fun. And Hillary Clinton, here's another texture. Hillary Clinton has got to be the most pathetic sore loser in the history of anybody losing at anything ever. It is pretty sad. I have a hard time even being, I don't know, making light of it or fun of it, because I think something's horribly wrong. I do. UND coach Brad Berry, we'll talk a little hockey tomorrow on the program. Lynn Helms on the oil and gas numbers, they're about the same, down 7,000 barrels, so nothing to be alarmed at all. They're still a lot higher than we thought they would be a year ago. This price has got a lot of things happening, and a new record is coming in the warmer months. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 10th through the 13th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agriculture advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate by April 16th for this See for Yourself program. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.